Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. At My Cousin underscore Tierra has been making people laugh one viral video at a time since 2017. The comedian and mother, who was born and raised on Chicago's West Side, tells it like it is and doesn't shy away from exposing real-life scenarios in her funny skits.
What's taking you so long to get in this car? I know you ain't waiting for Aaron again. I'm not taking him to school. Where's his mama? Every day, I'm taking him, picking him up, taking him, picking him off of me. Get in this car.
You wasn't gonna tell nobody you signed up for football. You just make decisions on your damn own. I don't have no money for no new cleats. You be there and get my purse.
Stop my day and come up to the school and get you, because you sleep in class. When we get home, you go your ass to sleep. Don't wake up till tomorrow.
Her signature skits, captioned Black Moms Be Like, is how I first came across her content. And I'm just one of more than 7 million people who've watched her on Instagram, and nearly 3 million people currently sharing her videos on TikTok. Now, Tierra is taking her jokes to the stage in a cross-country comedy tour, stopping right here in Chicagoland this weekend. And we are lucky enough to get to talk to her ahead of her show. So some folks out there, you know, they may not immediately recognize your name, Tierra, but once they see your face, I feel like they recognize your viral videos on social media. Family members and I, we've been sending your videos to each other just to get through the day. So how does it feel to you to have that kind of impact from afar?
Well, first of all, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're welcome as well. I didn't know that the impact would be as big as it is. It's actually so surreal to me. A lot of times we see videos on social media and the videos aren't always, you know, funny to everybody.
Right.
But it's I think it's amazing to have such a, you know, such feedback that I get. It's usually good feedback. Everybody thinks it's funny. And I've been told it's not all Black moms. It's all moms of every race.
Everyone can relate.
Everybody.
To kids not picking up after themselves, mm-hmm. or not telling you about plans that they just went ahead and made with their friends and expected you to drive them.
Yep.
That just happened to me yesterday. That's why there was a little extra passion in that. But you know what was the added bonus for me, Tierra, was finding out that you were from right here.
Yes,
I did not know you were from Chicago all this time, from the West Side. So
yes,
talk about your upbringing.
I'm born and raised on the West Side of Chicago. I am the eldest girl of six. Two-parent household. I sang in my church choir right on the West Side.
You sang in the choir?
Yes. Extremely talented.
So
and
you
that's
sing.
What's so funny. Yes, my entire family sings.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. So was a career in comedy, was that a dream back then? Or maybe did you want to be a singer? Or...
So I've always had a dream of being in entertainment in general. I never knew that comedy would be the way that I would become known. It was always music or music inspired, singing, dancing, just any art form with music incorporated in it. But the funny thing is I've always had personality. I've always been mm-hmm. bubbly. I've always been funny, silly, you know, that kind of kid and teenager and adult. I didn't know that comedy would be my outlet. And it is. It fits me so well.
If you're just tuning in, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and our guest is comedian at My Cousin underscore Tierra. That is her handle on Instagram and TikTok, where you will find super funny and engaging skits on what it's really like to raise children from a Black mom's perspective, including everything from getting ready for prom to dating as a single parent to just being the only one in the house who seems to be able to find the lost items. Tierra is hitting the stage in Chicago this weekend for her stand-up comedy tour. So, you know, what I think is cool is you've kind of become known as like social media's Black mom, mm-hmm. because your posts, you know, they're mostly these
yes.
relatable things, as we talked about.
Yes.
And as we said, it really is universal. A lot of people can relate, not just Black. But why is that your focus on talking about what happens around the house and just homes specifically?
Well, honestly, I'm a Black mom. I do have a 16-year-old daughter. A lot of the skits that you see aren't even really skits. They're everyday.
They just happened.
Yep. They're literally everyday scenarios. And the funniest part is, like, I get so many questions like, how did you come up with this? Like, was your mom like this? No, interestingly, it was my dad. My Black Mom videos are all inspired by my dad.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. He knows it. And I think like when he sees my videos, he finds it so funny because he can be like, I remember when that happened. Or I remember arguing with you and your brother about this, this and that. Mm. It comes natural. I think it's natural because I'm a Black mom, because I was raised by a black man and a Black woman. But yeah. it's natural, I think. And I don't want everybody to think we always complain. We're complaining. Because a lot of the videos, I'm complaining. But yeah. It's not really complaining. I'm fussing. We're known for fussing. That's how we get our point
every
across.
Mom fusses.
Every single
they
mom.
Give us reason to fuss.
Exactly.
I have a 16-year-old too, okay. Tiara, and a 15-year-old yesterday. She just turned 15.
Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I mean, what did I just say? They're back. Two back, mm-hmm. So you can imagine, and they're both girls,
mm-hmm.
So you can just imagine.
And that's what I have, a daughter.
The lip,
that's
the back talk.
Part. But I've heard it's even harder with boys. I have four brothers, and I can remember my dad fussing about why does this room smell like that? Can you imagine all of them looking crazy? Like, I don't know why it smells like that. Why do your feet smell that way? You need medicated soap. All from my dad, and I just picked up on it. It's all funny to me.
It is so funny. It is so our lives are just a one laughing track for
mm-hmm,
sure.
Definitely.
When did you start posting videos online, though?
So I started posting videos in late 2016, early 2017.
Yeah. What was the scenario that made you think, okay, well, this is one that I want to share with
so
the masses?
So I used to work third shift. I was in the medical field when I first started doing videos on Instagram and Facebook, but it wasn't for an audience. It just was me working third shift, mm-hmm. being bored, couldn't fall asleep at work, so I'm going to play on my phone. And I would just think about certain things, like, you don't think your son is bad? Like, I would read a status or see someone's post where they're praising this little boy, and in all actuality, like, you don't think he's bad? He just put a booger on that lady's wall. Get your son. And that's how my videos started out. I would just say videos about anything, relationships. That was my biggest, those were my biggest videos.
Oh, really? So it was more about relationships?
It was more about relationships.
Interesting.
The ups and downs in relationships. And they were all funny. And
you still do some of those too.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
I was just watching one last night and cracking up for sure. For sure. So you remember the first one that went viral though?
My very first video, it was about,
like, where you were like, oh my gosh, number of people saw
and
this.
Viral at the time was like maybe 4,000 views.
That's true. Right.
The definition of viral has
shifted.
But it was, I think I was laying in my bed. I had just gotten off work and I think I was having an issue with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, you don't break up with me. This is over when I say it's over. That's your tired talking. You obviously sleepy. Go to sleep. Think about it and let me know how you feel when you wake up. And that video was a viral video. And I was like, dang, this is how viral work.
Like, wait a minute. Let me try this again
mm-hmm.
and again
mm-hmm.
and again. You know, we've seen comedians like Kev on stage, Jess mm-hmm. Hilarious.
I love them all.
I love them too. And we've seen them. What I love about their journeys is we've seen them go on to do these big things after starting out on social media, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about TV shows and like what you're doing, comedy tours,
yes.
hosting gigs even, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you laying out a similar blueprint for yourself? Like, is any of that also your
In
goal?
In fact, I am. Not only do I do my videos on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, I have grown to have a major love for stand-up comedy. Back when my videos were 15 seconds long, I never thought about stand-up comedy. And there was this one super promoter in the city. His name is Don. He would see my posts, not videos, just my statuses on Facebook. And, mm-hmm. and he would inbox me like, Sierra, you are so naturally funny. Like, you're an amazing storyteller. You should do stand-up. And I'm like, I don't want to do no stand-up, boy. I sing. Like, I'm trying to get a record deal.
And that's a dangerous thing because I got to say, Tiara, there are other people that hear that too, mm-hmm. right? You know, like, you hear from family and friends, oh, you're so funny. You're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to maybe, you know, be funny with the people around you. It's another thing to maybe make a little bit of a buzz on Instagram
yes.
or TikTok, right?
Stand-up comedy is hard.
Stand-up comedy is
hard.
A different beast. It's tough.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's tough. And
for sure.
People have quit.
I know quite a few that started when I started and they aren't. But that goes back into, like, a lot of people have a talent for writing. I was lucky. I'm blessed to have both writing and performance presence, stage presence, yes. Storytelling. I think I got that from my dad. If he didn't give me anything, he gave me talent. So
the transition to the stage was a little
natural. Oh, it was natural. That's what I get told all the time. My very first time, I let him talk me into doing stand up. The promoter and one of my cousins let them talk me into going to an open mic, and they gave me the mic for 45 minutes. And I was told no new comedian can do that.
And you filled that 45 minutes.
Filled it.
And had people laughing.
Yes.
How did
nonstop.
That feel?
Oh, it felt amazing. I think I got hooked then. It was automatic, like,
you're like, okay,
attachment.
I'm on to something.
Yep. I like it. I love it. And I've been doing it since, constantly.
You know, I'm curious, which one's easier? Seeing the faces of the people that you're trying to make laugh? So, like, you know, being on stage at a club, or telling jokes via video without actually facing the people that you're trying to target?
In all honesty, none of it's easy. I don't think either are easy.
Like, so easy is not the word.
Nope. I always get really bad nerves before I go on stage, like from sweaty palms. My manager, Dorian, can tell you I've even vomited right before I go on stage.
Really?
When I'm doing my videos on my phone, I edit 50 times.
What's the fear? Why are you doing that?
Because, like, I don't know. It could be one of many things.
I mean, because what you're doing is it's very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the internet can be a cruel place. So I try to make sure. I mean, I know I'm going on there to be a certain character when I'm online, but I don't like... Like, you get negative comments. That's just the internet, period. But, you know, the internet has the capability to make you self-conscious about your appearance. Like, okay, let me make sure my eyes are, I don't have any cold, or make sure I don't have a booger, or make sure my teeth are clean, you know. So it's always a bit of nerves before every video and before every show.
They'll not pay attention to the content, to what you said, but they'll be like, oh, your hair was out of place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, this Memorial weekend, you're going to be performing at Riddles Comedy Club in Alsip, Illinois.
Yes, I am.
And you did some comedy shows earlier this month around Mother's Day. How did that go?
That was amazing. So every year I like to throw a Mother's Day comedy show. This year was my biggest. I sold over 1,000 tickets at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. Standing ovation when I was done. 30, 45 minutes of comedy, standing ovation. I got flowers thrown at my feet. So, of course, I cried. It was amazing.
You know, before I let you go, Tiara, I want you to give advice to folks who might be listening to us right now, and maybe they have the desire to try out comedy, right? Maybe it's been a lifelong dream. Maybe it's something they just need the extra push to do and get started. What's the first thing you would tell them?
Stand-up comedy. It is a form of art like no other. You can sing, you can dance, you can just any genre of art. Stand-up comedy is in a lane all its own. I think it's a magnificent gift if you can go out and make people laugh. I get messages all the time where people are like, thank you, my day was going so bad and you lifted me up. Mm. And that was amazing. So as far as stand-up comedy, what you don't think is funny, try it out. What you feel is funny, always throw it out there. Don't ever take no for an answer in stand-up comedy, because there may be somebody out there whose personality, or a group of people whose personality, fits yours. And you could say what could save a life. I just think every morning should start off with a smile, and every evening should end with one.
Tiara's stand-up comedy tour is rolling through the Chicago area this weekend at Riddles Comedy Club in Alsip on both Friday and Saturday night. You can head to her Instagram and TikTok pages at @mycousin_Tiara. That's @mycousin_TIERA.
Yep.
To watch her hilarious videos and get ticket information. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Good to meet you. This episode of Reset was produced by me, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Stephanie Kim. Now, if you want to hear from more artists performing or living in our city, then make sure that you're subscribed to the Reset podcast. We share conversations just like that one every single week. And tune in Saturday to hear from Chicago rapper K.O. That's all for today. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Talk to you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.